4 years ago, the United Nations announced an ambitious plan to end the AIDS epidemic by 2030. And so far, there's been some important progress. According to a report released by UNAIDS last week during the International AIDS Conference in Amsterdam, the number of global AIDS-related deaths is the lowest this century, with fewer than 1 million people dying each year. I spoke with senior science advisor for UNAIDS, Dr. Peter Godfrey Fawcett, about how far we've come and what's still left to do.
I think we've made huge progress in some parts of the world and in some regions. So the biggest gains have been in the places where actually the epidemic was at its most fierce, in southern and east Africa. The way we measure the epidemic really is in reducing the new infections and reducing the deaths, and finally reducing the stigma and discrimination, because HIV is still an infection that is most common amongst groups that are marginalized at the edges of society, often in many countries criminalized, discriminated against. And that proves one of the biggest challenges for making an impact on new HIV infections.
The organization UNAIDS says it has the goal of ending this epidemic by 2030. It sounds like we have made a significant amount of progress. Is eradicating AIDS by 2030 still feasible?
We mustn't underplay the successes that have been achieved. I think it's really one of the greatest achievements of public health in recent years. Having said that, there is absolutely no room for complacency. We know how to reduce HIV, but unfortunately, many administrations, many governments don't really want to engage with the people on the edges of society. So, for instance, here I'm speaking to you from Geneva in Switzerland, and amongst people who use drugs in Switzerland, in Geneva, we never see HIV. HIV doesn't occur. And the reason for that is because people who use drugs are given harm reduction, they're given clean needles, if necessary, they're given substitution therapy. Move to parts of the world where drug use is criminalized, where harm reduction programs don't exist, and you rapidly see outbreaks of HIV, such as you had in the US, in fact, in Ohio, and in other parts of the world, huge epidemics of ongoing transmission, which, if there's real political will, they could be turned off. HIV could be eradicated from drug-using populations, really by a political decision to do so.
President Trump has proposed to cut almost $1 billion from PEPFAR, which is the U.S. government's program that was started by President Bush in 2003. What impact do you think that could have, $1 billion in cuts from the United States?
I think it's a very serious question and a serious challenge to the HIV response. There's no doubt that PEPFAR has been an enormous benefit to millions of people predominantly in sub-Saharan Africa. Equally, I think it is important that we continue to push so that the HIV response doesn't only rely on American dollars. The US has been the country that has produced more support for the HIV response than any of the other international development partners. And so there are many countries that need to step up to the plate and do more.
What would you say is the biggest obstacle for both UNAIDS and other advocates to fight the spread of HIV/AIDS?
So I think that the two, if I'm allowed to take two biggest things, one is that we do need increased funding. And the second major issue is the political commitment, that we mustn't lose the political drive to change the world. We have to imagine the world in which we wish to live and have the political power to push towards that world, a world that could reduce HIV to history eventually.
Peter Godfrey Fawcett is the senior science advisor for UNAIDS. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks very much indeed.